When I was a young girl, anytime I left to go hang out with my friends, inevitably, my dad would yell, "Remember who you are and what you stand for." Did you ever say that to your kids?
No, but I like it. I wish I had.
It was always like, it's just a way of saying, remember who you are and the actions that you're doing and all the things you're doing with your friends. That, for some of you listening, is very familiar. And so today, as we talk about some really neat things when it comes to sacrifices and Christ-focused actions, we give you that same adage, remember who you are and who you stand for. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uselak-Hall, and this is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. And this week's Come Follow Me lesson covers Exodus chapter 35 through 40, as well as the book of Leviticus. And this is part 2 of 3 episodes. So Don, talk to us about remembering who you are and who you stand for.
We stand for Jesus Christ, of course.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Jesus Christ-focused sacrifices in the Old Testament.
Okay.
And this is a very powerful doctrine, and I'm excited to teach it. It's important, and it's very sacred. And there are 6 actions under the law of Moses that point to Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. So let's look at the 6. Action number 1, the first 3 are conducted by the worshiper. That's the presentation of the sacrifice. So the worship presented the sacrifice at the door of the temple. 2nd one is laying on of hands of the sacrifice, the animal.
Talked about that, yeah, on the animal.
3rd one is the slaughter of the animal. And number 4, 5, and 6, these acts were conducted by the priest. One is sprinkling or pouring of the blood. One is burning of the sacrifice. And that depended on which sacrifice it was. And then number 6 is the partaking of the sacred meal. So look at number 1 is presentation of the sacrifice. And what they had to do is the priest would look at it and see if it had blemishes. Now, what does it mean to have a blemish? The scriptures tell us if there be any blemish therein, so if the animal's lame or blind or has an ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God. Clearly, this points to Christ. Look at what the apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 1:19. It's right here. The unblemished sacrificial animal symbolized Jesus Christ, who was, quote, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So Peter is recalling Old Testament language and saying, this is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So all of these pointed to Jesus Christ, who was without blemish.
I like that he's quoting the Old Testament, and especially, and we studied this. This is from Exodus chapter 12. So if you want to go back, you can find where it talks about the lamb without blemish as they get ready to celebrate the Passover. So very.
Oh, yes, yes. Exodus 12.
That's where they taught it.
All right. So action 2
yes.
is laying on of hands of an animal. Now, I've studied this in detail to see if the females, the mothers and the sisters, could also lay their hands on the animal. That'd be sacred, and what a privilege. So we're talking under the law of Moses, and I found some rabbinic authorities, this is late Second Temple, so around 100 AD,
okay.
that said, yes, the females participated, and others said, no, they did not. So we don't know. That's
yes.
just a little side.
I want to think yes, but that's neat.
So why did they do that? Now, notice this verse from Leviticus 16, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins. So notice it mentions iniquities, transgressions, and sins. That covers everything.
Everything.
And putting them upon the head of the goat. So the meaning here, Jesus took upon himself our sins and iniquities and transgressions, and then he was the sacrificial lamb. Is there an atonement related here? And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement. So it's related to the atonement.
Great.
Law of Moses.
Yeah, right there. So there we have 2 more actions. Action 3 is the slaughter of the animal. This thing is a similitude of the sacrifice of the only begotten of the Father, which is full of grace and truth. And so they would slaughter this animal, and they would also slaughter into parts, wouldn't they? And they would cut it into parts as part of that sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
Wow. And here's action 4, sprinkling or pouring the blood. For if the blood of the bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That is powerful.
So each one of these were connecting to Christ.
Yes. And unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Number 5 is burning the sacrifice. And I've got the lexical citation here, the burnt offering. It was entirely consumed by fire, offered daily, morning, and evening. Hebrews, again, points to Jesus. Not daily. He did this once when he offered up himself. Some of the sacrifices, the priest would eat with the family or the offerer. And let's look at number six.
Okay.
We're taking of the sacrificial meal.
Yeah, what was this?
So the priests and Israelite worshipers had the privilege of partaking of the portion, a portion of the sacrifice in the temple complex. I can just imagine it being full, just family here, family here, family here, and then the sacrifices are taken here, noisy, animals making their noises, and so on. And then these families with the priest partaking of the sacred meal. Mm-hmm. And I want to liken this with the high priest of the ward, the bishop, and partaking of a sacred meal with him every Sunday.
Wow.
So I just love this.
We've got willful versus unintentional sins.
Should I explain it?
Yes.
So willful
love
is,
to know.
I know this is a sin. I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Unintentional, someone is chopping wood and the head of the axe flies off and hurts somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unintentional. Oh, I didn't mean that. Versus willful. Willful is, I know this is wrong. I'm still doing it.
Okay.
Okay, with that context.
Let's read this quote from Stephen D. Ricks, because he summarizes the concept of the magnitude of sins and the location of the sacrifices. In Leviticus, the sacrificial offerings for sin fall in two categories, those designed to atone for unintentional transgressions and those that atoned for willful sins. The former included the burnt offering, the sin or purification offering, and the guilt or the trespass offering. Each of these sacrifices was performed by the transgressor himself in the tabernacle or temple any time during the year. Sacrifices for intentional sins, however, could be offered only by the high priest and only one day of each year, the Day of Atonement.
So I'm going to show an image to kind of help see this. So this is an image of the tabernacle. So unintentional sins right in this whole area, the courtyard, including the sacrificial altar. Intentional sins by the high priest on the Day of Atonement inside this, in the Holy of Holies.
So one of the things I love about this discussion, and I remember learning this early on when I was teaching seminary in the book of Leviticus, if you go to Leviticus chapter 1, then I love, Don, how you've talked to us about Christ and how this is all symbolic of Jesus Christ. And then he comes and he fulfills this and he says, you don't need to offer sacrifices anymore. In fact, the only thing I need you to do is offer what? A broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so surprised to see the connection in Leviticus 1, because when they bring the animal, and we talked about how they have to cut it up in different parts, in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, and the priest, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is on the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And I marked head, fat, inwards, legs, because it reminded me of heart, might, mind, and strength.
I like it.
Like the symbolism of the animal parts are also saying in future actions, we're not going to need this anymore. I'm going to need you, all those parts of you. And that is how we've helped the Lord in fulfilling this whole beautiful law. And so think about that this week. Are you offering your heart, might, mind, and strength? What actions are you performing? Remember who you are and also remember who you stand for. That is our challenge throughout this week. And from what Don has shared with us, some pretty incredible actions that point to Jesus Christ. And so do yours. How do your actions point to the Savior? That's our challenge. Think about that this week. And thanks for joining us for this episode. Shalom and goodbye.